Good evening, Audio Boo. I've been away. I actually went away to the UK for 5 days. And not intentionally, but ended up being there on the weekend of the Jubilee, the Queen's 60th year as the Queen. Didn't go anywhere near London. Watched the whole thing on TV and hung out with my family and ate some nice food and stuff. But it was a coincidence that we happened to be there during the Jubilee. We didn't book intentionally that we wanted to go over and be there for the Jubilee, but we ended up being there. And it was actually, I don't know, I'm not one to, quite often I'm not particularly proud to be British, I have to admit, for various reasons. Quite often, you know, in recent years, you see the state of British politics, you see some of the things that our government has gone out and done in the world in partnership with other governments, like starting wars, things like that.
That
kind of whole idea of being proud to be a Brit kind of starts falling apart pretty quickly. For me anyway. So I've always kind of been a little bit in between, very, very happy to be living here in Denmark and be part of the Danish society, and I know Denmark's not perfect in many ways, but never really felt kind of that proud to be British kind of feeling that some people seem to have. And for some reason I got very emotional over the weekend about the Jubilee, watching everything that was going on, and it made me realise that there is still a sense of community in the UK, you know, people getting together and actually experiencing things together and contributing together, and you know, albeit for an occasion for the Queen, the royal family and stuff. But seeing everything kind of come together like that just made me think, you know, is this partly, Britain showing its true face behind all the politics, behind all the bullshit, behind all the hypocrisy? This, I think, was, to me, that's what struck me emotionally, was kind of the British people actually coming out and just showing solidarity for something they believed in, albeit the Queen. Of course, I think part of the reason that happened was because, you know, the history of the royal family in recent years has been quite up and down. But despite everything, and I also think the state of British politics basically has made anyone not trust any politicians in the UK. I mean, I know that goes everywhere else too. So I think this whole situation has kind of put the royal family and perhaps the Queen in particular forward as a person of the people. And that, I think, is what really happened over the weekend, that the whole country came together to really commemorate a symbol of themselves, a symbol of the people. I actually thought it was very, very interesting that through all of the, I mean, I didn't see all of the coverage, but as far as I could see I saw a lot of the coverage. You didn't see the Prime Minister, you didn't see politicians, you just didn't see them. And I think that was very intentional, perhaps. But really, I think what the Jubilee was about was everyone getting together and standing behind a symbol, the Queen, and celebrating themselves. That's what I really think it came down to. And that made me quite proud. It made me realise that there is a sense of community still in the UK, even though we quite often think it's lost. And made me proud to be British this weekend. And now I've come home to Denmark, and I still have that feeling that, you know, I came away from my home country feeling as though, you know what, it's not that bad a place after all. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I decided to move away from the UK and end up in Denmark. Some of them personal. My wife is Danish. We have a very nice life here. And all kinds of stuff. But there are also some reasons that were to do with the UK and how the UK has been and probably still will continue to be to a certain degree. But still, that idea that people, you know, that I certainly felt or began to feel that community was lost in the UK. And Denmark is a place, if anyone's ever come to Denmark, that is built up on community. It really is. If you've never been to Denmark and experienced Danish culture and the people and the solidarity of the people, I know, you know, this all sounds very kind of hoity-toity and full of bullshit, but Denmark really is a social society. They really stand shoulder to shoulder together in everything, really, despite divisions in politics and beliefs and whatnot. Overall, Danish society is very, very proud of itself and very... there really is a sense of community in Denmark. And that's something I really felt was lost in the UK. But I've been proven wrong. Last weekend really proved that. So I'm proud to be a Brit, having witnessed all that. Proud to be a Brit in Denmark. And... yeah, all of that kind of made me think a lot about everything that's been going on over the weekend. Not just that, but things that are going on personally with me. Just finishing my degree, I've put in my main exam assignment. And on the 19th, I have to go in and do like an oral presentation to defend some of what I've done. So I'm a bit nervous about that, because the way I've done the exam is a little bit out of the ordinary. As long as I can justify it and come out with all the arguments as to why I did it that way, then, you know, I'm standing on good ground, so to speak. So that's kind of a turning point, really, getting my degree. I've been thinking a lot about what I'm going to be doing after I do my degree. I've got a few things kind of on the table. I've been doing a lot of work with RedWeb, which is a company I've been doing an internship with as part of finishing my degree. I was there for 3 months and did a lot for them, and we get on really well, and they're fantastic people, and we've had a brilliant time. And of course the hope was that it would continue, that they, at the end of it all, they'd turn around and offer me a job. Now, had I been doing something else for them, like being a front-end developer or doing something code-based, then I think I probably would have been offered a job. Pixel, he's growling at something. Oh, it's a cat. But what we decided to do was pursue this idea of making videos, which is also in my background. Before I went into multimedia, I got background in film and TV. I kind of jumped on board and said, yeah, that'd be really fun. So we spent some months kind of figuring out how we can start making videos for their clients. And we made a few. There's a few that I need to finish off as well. And kind of, you know, thought we could try and make a business out of it. And we got to the end of 3 months. And I was kind of, you know, I really went all out. I actually took time out of my main assignment for school, really, to go all out and produce some really cool stuff for them and for their clients. Well, at least I felt that way anyway. And then at the end of 3 months, I was kind of thinking, great, you know, I'm pretty sure we can swing it so they can offer me a job, even if it's just for a few months, to see how this continues. But they didn't. What was offered is that I can be freelance, carry on to do some work for them. Maybe with the eventual idea that they could employ me. But no promises, no guarantees, no nothing. Just work for us freelance and see what happens. Which, you know, realistically, that's probably the only thing they could do. Because producing videos is a new thing for them. It's a new thing they're introducing to their clients. So, of course, we can't expect the whole thing just to light up and take off right away. But at the same time, I kind of felt like I invested a lot of time and energy into making sure the videos we were producing were the absolute best they could be, so we could show them to other clients and say, look, this is what we've made, you know, do you want one too, kind of thing. And yeah, to cut a long story short, really, I felt like I ploughed a lot into it, and I was kind of expecting a little bit more return, let's say, from them. And that didn't quite happen. I got the offer of being freelance, which, you know, I do understand that's probably all they can offer me. You know, they have to balance the books. They can't just go ahead and, especially in times like these, they just can't go ahead and take a huge gamble and employ someone. But then again, they also could. So that's made me think a lot about what my next step is going to be. I could just go all out and be freelance, do some work for them, start rustling out some work from other people, doing videos, maybe doing web stuff, and see how that goes. But again, there's no guarantees. There's no, you know, if anyone who's ever gone freelance really knows what that's like, making that step to, you know, having a steady income to, you know, having an income that's very up and down. And I've been freelance before, so I know what it's like. Although things will have changed now, because I'm a bit more clued up on how I can go out and rustle up work, and I'm a bit more clued up on quite a lot of other things, really. So I've got a lot of things to offer as a freelancer. But the other option I have, other than going freelance, is to carry on studying. I'm going to finish my degree. I'm going to apply for one of the bachelor degrees that are on offer from the school. One is very kind of programming based. The other one is called one's web development, and one's kind of web idea development. That's a really bad translation. But so one is very programming based, and the other is very much about developing ideas. I'm going to apply, because I realised while I was away, and this has been on my mind for a long time, that one of the things I want to do eventually is teach. I've done a lot of teaching out of the school already, really. Whenever I've had the opportunity to step forward and host a session about something, or, you know, multimedia days, or do workshops or anything like that, I've always stepped forward because I really enjoy it. And I can continue to do that. But I think what I've done while I was away is made the decision that I want to go on and do the bachelor degree. It's called e-concept development. That's the proper name for it. There is the bachelor in web development, which is very coding based, and anyone who knows my background at school knows I was very much into coding, and I am still very much into coding, but I am also very realistic about it. I look at some of the other people I encountered during the course, you know, and while I was into coding and I could piece things together, I'd never be brilliant at it. And there were some people at the school who were absolutely brilliant at it. So in my mind, I think I've kind of pursued the programming side as far as I will be able to do it. So I can understand it, and I can understand what these guys do. And I still want to keep doing it and programming and stuff like that. But not to the point where I'm going to do a bachelor degree in it. I think I'm going to apply for e-concept development and move more over to the design and communication side. Communication side, that's one of my strong points. The design side is not a strong point, so I'm thinking I'll be challenged to develop that side. and work with designers, you know, work with a lot of designers and go more towards, you know, I see myself more as someone who's able to dip their hand into everything and help pull things together. I don't know if that's project management or whatever you'd call it, but that's definitely one of my strong points. I know it is, you know. So that's one of the reasons why I want to go into e-concept development rather than just web development, because I feel like, you know, I've pursued the programming side as much as I realistically can. I think I could pursue it more, but I just don't think I'll ever get to the point where I'm absolutely fantastic at it. Whereas I know, as far as communication goes and all these other skills that are around developing for the web, that's the stuff I know I can bring a lot to the table, and I can develop it, and I know I can become quite exceptional at that. And eventually, once I do the bachelor degree, I want to go on and do a master's degree, because one of the things I want to do eventually is teach. I've always had that in me, actually. I've always had the idea of wanting to be a teacher, but my academic background is very, very poor from my younger days. So I never really pursued it, because I just didn't think I was good enough. And now I'm kind of hit my 40s and realised I got a lot of things to offer, and there are things I can do. You know, I'm about to get my degree, hopefully, and then I'll move on and do a bachelor degree, and then I'm going to go and do a master's degree. And moving on to do the master's degree means I'll already be able to start teaching somewhere while I'm doing that. So that's kind of where I landed while I was away, really, that I actually want to teach, and I'm going to pursue that. Which kind of means, you know, I think, you know, I can go half and half, really. I'm going to register as freelance and take on a few little jobs here and there, just to kind of supplement my my student grant, because that's not very much. But on the whole, I'm going to concentrate on studies and aim towards getting a master's degree so I can eventually teach. Whereas, you know, going completely freelance now and just carrying on doing all the things that I was doing before as a freelancer, which is making videos and writing and doing a bunch of stuff, which is all fun and I love it. But in 5 years' time, I'm still going to be doing that. Whereas if I go on and do the bachelor's degree and then on to the master's degree, I can still do some of that. But at the same time, I'm heading somewhere. I'm going to head somewhere where I'm going to be doing something else, and that is to teach. Whew, that was a long old boo, wasn't it? And talking about all bunches of different things. But that's what I think is brilliant about audio boo, is it's not really, you know, it's a podcast, but it's not a podcast. You know, you can just whip out your phone and start talking and see where you end up. But that's really what I wanted to share with you this evening, is that I made the decision that I'm going to continue studying, assuming they offer me a place on the bachelor degree. I'm sure they will. Need to fill out my application and stuff, pretty sharpish. With the aim of going on to the master's degree, because eventually I want to teach. And then along the way, you know, I'm going to keep doing some of the cool and interesting things that I'm doing, and anything else that kind of comes my way, really. But I've got to think of myself, I've got to think of my future, and I think my future is as a teacher. So that's the direction I'm going to head in.